Law 30. Make your accomplishments seem effortless. Judgment. Your actions must seem natural and executed with ease. All the toil and practice that go into them, and also all the clever tricks, must be concealed. When you act, act effortlessly, as if you could do much more. Avoid the temptation of revealing how hard you work. It only raises questions. Teach no one your tricks, or they will be used against you. Observance of the law. The great escape artist Harry Houdini once advertised his act as the impossible possible, and indeed those who witnessed his dramatic escapes felt that what he did on stage contradicted common sense ideas of human capacity. Over the years, Houdini escaped from the chained carcass of an embalmed sea monster, a half-octopus, half-whale-like beast that had beached near Boston. He had himself sealed inside an enormous envelope from which he emerged without breaking the paper. He passed through brick walls. He wriggled free from straitjackets while dangling high in the air. He leaped from bridges into icy waters, his hands manacled and his legs in chains. He had himself submerged in glass cases full of water, hands padlocked, while the audience watched in amazement as he worked himself free, struggling for close to an hour, apparently without breathing. Each time, he seemed to court certain death, yet survived with superhuman aplomb. Meanwhile, he said nothing about his methods, gave no clues as to how he accomplished any of his tricks. He left his audiences and critics speculating, his power and reputation enhanced by their struggles with the inexplicable. Perhaps the most baffling trick of all was making a 10,000-pound elephant disappear before an audience's eyes, a feat he repeated on stage for over 19 weeks. No one has ever really explained how he did this, for in the auditorium where he performed the trick, there was simply nowhere for an elephant to hide. The effortlessness of Houdini's escapes led some to think he used occult forces, his superior psychic abilities giving him special control over his body. But a German escape artist named Klapini claimed to know Houdini's secret. He simply used elaborate gadgets. Klapini also claimed to have defeated Houdini in a handcuff challenge in Holland. Houdini did not mind all kinds of speculation floating around about his methods, but he would not tolerate an outright lie. And in 1902, he challenged Klapini to a handcuff duel. Klapini accepted. Through a spy, he found out the secret word to unlock a pair of French combination lock cuffs that Houdini liked to use. His plan was to choose these cuffs to escape from on stage. This would definitely debunk Houdini. His genius simply lay in his use of mechanical gadgets. On the night of the challenge, just as Klapini had planned, Houdini offered him a choice of cuffs, and he selected the ones with the combination lock. He was even able to disappear with them behind a screen to make a quick test, and reemerged seconds later, confident of victory. Acting as if he had sensed fraud, Houdini refused to lock Klapini in the cuffs. The two men argued and began to fight, even wrestling with each other on stage. After a few minutes of this, an apparently angry, frustrated Houdini gave up and locked Klapini in the cuffs. For the next few minutes, Klapini strained to get free. Something was wrong. Minutes earlier, he had opened the cuffs behind the screen. Now, the same code no longer worked. He sweated, racking his brain. Hours went by, the audience left, and finally, an exhausted and humiliated Klapini gave up and asked to be released. The cuffs that Klapini himself had opened behind the screen with the word CLEFS, French for keys, now clicked open only with the word FRAUD. Klapini never figured out how Houdini had accomplished this uncanny feat. Interpretation. Although we do not know for certain how Houdini accomplished many of his most ingenious escapes, one thing is clear. It was not the occult or any kind of magic that gave him his powers, but hard work and endless practice, all of which he carefully concealed from the world. Houdini never left anything to chance. Day and night, he studied the workings of locks, researched centuries-old sleight-of-hand tricks, pored over books on mechanics, whatever he could use. Every moment not spent researching, he spent working his body, keeping himself exceptionally limber, and learning how to control his muscles and his breathing. Early on in Houdini's career, an old Japanese performer whom he toured with taught him an ancient trick, how to swallow an ivory ball, then bring it back up. He practiced this endlessly with a small peeled potato tied to a string. Up and down, he would manipulate the potato with his throat muscles until they were strong enough to move it without the string. No one could check the inside of his throat, where he could conceal small tools to help him escape. Even so, Klapini was fundamentally wrong. It was not Houdini's tools, but his practice, work, and research that made his escapes possible. Klapini, in fact, was completely outwitted by Houdini, who set the whole thing up. He let his opponent learn the code to the French cuffs, then baited him into choosing those cuffs on stage. Then, during the two men's tussle, the dexterous Houdini was able to change the code to FRAUD. He had spent weeks practicing this trick, but the audience saw none of the sweat and toil behind the scenes. Nor was Houdini ever nervous. He induced nervousness in others. He deliberately dragged out the time it would take to escape as a way of heightening the drama and making the audience squirm. His escapes from death, always graceful and easy, made him look like a superman. As a person of power, you must research and practice endlessly before appearing in public, on stage, or anywhere else. Never expose the sweat and labor behind your poise. Some think such exposure will demonstrate their diligence and honesty, but it actually just makes them look weaker, as if anyone who practiced and worked at it could do what they had done, or as if they weren't really up to the job. Keep your effort and your tricks to yourself, and you seem to have the grace and ease of a god. One never sees the source of a god's power revealed. One only sees its effects. Keys to Power. In the Book of the Courtier, published in 1528, Baldassare Castiglione describes the highly elaborate and codified manners of the perfect court citizen. And yet, Castiglione explains the courtier must execute these gestures with what he calls sprezzatura, the capacity to make the difficult seem easy. He urges the courtier to practice in all things a certain nonchalance which conceals all artistry and makes whatever one says or does seem uncontrived and effortless. We all admire the achievement of some unusual feat, but if it is accomplished naturally and gracefully, our admiration increases tenfold. Whereas, to labor at what one is doing and to make bones over it shows an extreme lack of grace and causes everything, whatever it's worth, to be discounted. The idea of sprezzatura is relevant to all forms of power, for power depends vitally on appearances and the illusions you create. Your public actions are like artworks. They must have visual appeal, must create anticipation, even entertain. When you reveal the inner workings of your creation, you become just one more mortal among others. What is understandable is not awe-inspiring. We tell ourselves we could do as well if we had the money and time. Avoid the temptation of showing how clever you are. It is far more clever to conceal the mechanisms of your cleverness. There is another reason for concealing your shortcuts and tricks. When you let this information out, You give people ideas they can use against you. You lose the advantages of keeping silent. We tend to want the world to know what we have done. We want our vanity gratified by having our hard work and cleverness applauded. And we may even want sympathy for the hours it has taken to reach our point of artistry. Learn to control this propensity to blab, for its effect is often the opposite of what you expected. Remember, the more mystery surrounds your actions, the more awesome your power seems. You appear to be the only one who can do what you do, and the appearance of having an exclusive gift is immensely powerful. Finally, because you achieve your accomplishments with grace and ease, people believe that you could always do more if you tried harder. This elicits not only admiration, but a touch of fear. Your powers are untapped. No one can fathom their limits.